The message had been read almost 2 hours ago. I told myself not to check the timestamp again, then checked it anyway. 11:42 p.m. The room was dark, except for the phone in my hand and the television glow washing faint blue across the ceiling. The refrigerator kicked on in the kitchen. A car passed outside in the rain. Everything sounded farther away at night. I set the phone face down on my chest. 3 seconds later, I picked it back up. I opened the message again. Still no reply. Scroll. Pause. Refresh. Someone announcing a promotion. A woman from high school smiling on a beach somewhere. Vacation photos. A couple leaning into each other under string lights. A gym selfie. Political outrage. A man crying into a camera while thousands of strangers tapped little hearts underneath it. Everybody talking. I kept scrolling, even after I stopped looking at anything. The silence underneath it felt worse. Lately, every conversation felt edited before it happened. Reactions instead of responses. People waiting for openings instead of listening. Even the vulnerable things sounded practiced now, filtered into something easier to consume. The worst part was how automatic it had become, like my brain couldn't tolerate silence anymore. The phone buzzed suddenly. My chest tightened. Spam email. I laughed once through my nose and dropped the phone beside me, then picked it back up again. That was the embarrassing part. Needing proof that I still existed somewhere outside my own head. I opened the message thread again and stared at the empty space at the bottom of the screen. The cursor blinked patiently. I started typing. You awake? Too casual. Deleted. You ever feel like you disappeared somewhere along the way? Too dramatic. Delete. Hey, sorry, rough night. Too vague. Delete. For a second, the typing bubble appeared on their side, then disappeared. I stopped breathing without meaning to. Nothing came after it. The room suddenly felt smaller. Just blue light and static, and the low electrical hum of everything plugged into the walls around me. Even now, I could already feel myself editing. Maybe I should call somebody. Saying the thing directly for once, instead of trimming it down into something easier to swallow. But even then, I could already feel myself rehearsing, making it lighter, safer, less true. I typed slowly this time. I don't think I'm okay lately. I stared at it while my thumb hovered over send, and almost immediately, panic followed. Too much. Too honest. Too difficult to take back once another person saw it. I imagined them reading it, and not answering. Then I imagined them answering. I'm not sure which scared me more. My thumb moved to the keyboard again. One letter disappeared, then another, until the screen was empty except for the blinking cursor waiting for me to say something real. For a long moment, I just watched my reflection in the dark glass. Instead, I typed, "I'm fine," lowercase, no punctuation, safe enough to send.
Hello, static in my head. You've been living near my bed. You hum beneath the glow of screens, selling curated dreams. The room is full of ghosted light, blue and artificial white. I scroll like it's a rosary, praying someone notices me. I
typed, I'm fine in lowercase, while my posts began to raise. We're screaming in the satellites, talking to the neon lights. Everybody amplified, but we're muted. We trade our skin for strangers' thrones, before compassion turned to trends, before outrage led the feet, before I measured every breath from strangers swiping left. I whispered truth into the feet, it buried me in dopamine. We're screaming into satellites. Not okay. Would anybody stay? We're screaming into satellites.